This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. As economic anxiety builds across the broader economy, America's farmers are once again among the first to feel its effects. Much like the trade battles of 2018, the ag sector is bearing the brunt of the uncertainty, and we're seeing those effects even here in Iowa. We'll gain some more information about the situation from someone who has been there before, right after this.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Since the beginning of this most recent tariff era, ag leaders have made it clear they were willing to support the administration's strategy, but only for a short term. That message hasn't changed. What's changed now, though, is the growing concern as negotiations drag on, deadlines are extended, and details remain scarce. With little new information and no clear resolution in sight, patience is in danger of wearing thin. One person with deep insight into how trade tensions impact the ag sector is Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. McKinney previously served as the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs during the first Trump administration. He explains that the premise behind the tariff stems from the persistent U.S. trade deficit, particularly agriculture, and says that operating with a trade deficit is simply not sustainable.
We have to start, notwithstanding the frustrations with tariffs and the frustrations across the board, I can tell you unequivocally, trade has not been fair to the U.S. Now, we don't want to go cry about it, but at some point, somebody has to put their foot down. And the president did in his first term. He's doing it again now to say, enough. And by the way, we're not seeking unfair trade, overly beneficial to us. We just want fair trade. So that's starting with a country putting a piece of paper on the desk of the U.S. trade rep, Jamison Greer, a terrific, upstanding, highly ethical guy, knows ag pretty well. And he has been insistent that it include ag, which oftentimes, you know, countries try to avoid, and it must include non-tariff trade barriers, including ag.
McKinney also points out that trade negotiations are, by nature, highly secretive, which can leave producers in the dark and add to the frustration. With few public updates and multiple deadline extensions, it's easy to see why nerves are wearing thin across the ag sector and in the economy in general. Still, McKinney urges patience, reminding stakeholders that these kinds of negotiations were never promised to be smooth. McKinney remains confident that once the dust settles, the results will justify the rough road it took to get there.
Clearly, negotiations cannot be a highly public thing. So if they come forward as we hope they are, and they will, then I think we're going to be better off recognizing that we're having this bumpy period. There's no doubt, and the president told us that. We hope to get past this. I am hearing that negotiations are occurring with China. We want some element of that market. I think we can get there, but it's all under wraps. And so hang on, and then we can talk again.
Patience remains the prevailing advice as trade negotiations continue with little public detail, but growing frustration across the ag sector is hard to ignore. After months of uncertainty and repeated delays, producers have every reason to be concerned. While there's still hope that the long game will deliver results, the lack of clear progress is testing the resolve of even the most resilient supporters. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.